the family, the mother, the father, and the baby. But for the father, the community came together and they worked together in one accord. They were able to rescue that baby buffalo. It's not very easy for somebody to take food from your mouth. You know, the lions fought so hard. First, they had an encounter with two crocodiles. They overcame that attack. Eventually, they were not able to make it because of the fact that the buffaloes came, the whole community came together. The whole community came together. I think you understand that this nation is a very good example of a great strength in unity. United States of America, bringing all nations together. I don't know if you remember what brought about the FISA lottery or the lotto that people have always play, and they are still playing it today. Some countries have dropped out. Why? This Congress thought that some nations were not well represented in this unity. And they thought they should give them an extension and they should give them the opportunity to get into the State of the Union. And they opened doors, 50,000 visas every year. And each nation will be dropping based on how many people migrated from your country, immigrant visa, not non-immigrant, immigrant visa. Based on that number, we determine when your country will drop to make sure that everyone, every nation, all over the world, is represented in this nation. It's a great example of unity, and they work so hard. There are three basic things that are still helping this nation. The first thing is commitment. Somebody say commitment. And the second one, if I can remember very well, after the commitment, the second one is sacrifice. Somebody say sacrifice. When you are committed and when you can sacrifice whatever you can sacrifice, you can see Americans going overseas fighting, laying down their lives. And then the third one, commitment, sacrifice, and the third one is hard work, I remember. Hard work. Say, somebody say hard work. These are the three things that really formed the bedrock of this nation. When we are coming back from Nigeria, Merry Christmas anyway, how are you doing? Okay. When we are coming back from Nigeria and we landed at Atlanta, and we wanted to get another plane to Chicago here. We had some military people that just came from Iraq. And the staff of Delta said we should give them honor. So they asked them to come out, they allowed them to go into the plane and then forced to the plane, and we clap for them. They thank them for the service and their services for the nation and their hard work for the nation. Sacrifice. A nation cannot be great until some people can determine to sacrifice, even if it's going to be their lives, for that nation. So sacrifice is very important, even for families. If you want your family to be great, there's a need for you to have this sense of commitment, sense of sacrifice, and hard work. You have to work on your family. It's your family. You have to make sure things are going accordingly. You have to base everything on the direction and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You have to work on your life. There is no one who could be great in life without these three components: commitment, sacrifice, and hard work. If you are the type that you think that manna will continue to fall from heaven, the time of manna falling from heaven is over. You have to work hard. Amen? And it's choice. The same thing for a church. The same thing for an organization. As it is for a nation, it's also for an organization. Let us give it a try. Give it a try. As a community, look at those buffaloes. They came as a community. The lions thought they won, right? The mother and the father went back to the community and told the other people, and the whole community came out. Let's see the Bible. Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter. Somebody help me check Ecclesiastes. Let me see. I think it's chapter 4, verse 12. Chapter 4, verse 12. Somebody read, please. Chapter 4, verse 12. Yes. A rope made of three cords is hard to break. You can break one rope, but when they are together, it's very hard to break. It's been proven that two horses will pull more load than each of them pulling separately. Two horses. That's why you see those in those days, people that use horses to carry their load, the farmers, they will put two together. Two horses will pull more loads than each of them pulling separately. It's not easy to break three cords when they are together. Let us give it a try. Let's give it a try. Let's try as a community. Let's have the same mind. Let's have the same purpose. Let's have the same vision. Let's have the same focus. Let's work very hard. Let us be ready to sacrifice. Let us be ready to get ourselves committed. Look, let's try it as a church. Give it just 6 months. You're going to see what is going to happen in our community. You will see what is going to happen in our community. There's a power, there is a great strength in unity. When people come together, they make strides. When they come together in one mind, when they mind the same thing, when they love each other, and they are ready to sacrifice, whatever it's going to be, sacrifice for each other. Share joy together. Share challenges together. Go extra miles together. It's been proven. You see, do you think about the fact that somebody deciding on his mind to commit suicide because of the doctrine, because of the way the doctrine has been placed, and they get so committed that they will spend their personal money to commit suicide for the cause in which they believe in. It's amazing. Even it has nothing to do with either you are poor, you are rich, you are educated, you are not educated. Education is not a limit. When people come together in one mind, in one accord, they are ready to sacrifice anything for the cause in which they believe in. Look at Abdul. He's a mystery. He's a 23-year-old who had it easy. Went to London and studied mechanical engineering, finished, and told his father that he would like to go to Egypt for his master's. And his father thought that this boy is, you know, his thinking is becoming so fearful. And the band will not allow him to do that. Instead, I think he asked him to go to Dubai, to go do either his master, and from there he went to Yemen. He texted his father that he's going to Yemen. And that was the last communication. Then to hear that this guy was planning to blow up the Northwest airline coming from Amsterdam to Detroit. An educated person, because of the power in unity, commitment, he was so committed. He was ready to sacrifice his life for the cause in which he believed in. Doctrine, indoctrination. Don't you think that Christians can do the same thing? If we really believe that we are serving God, if we really believe that we are here for the cause of eternity, we should be able to put in all our best. Put in your commitment where your mouth is. Put in your money where your mouth is. Put in your sacrifice where your mouth is. Not just confessing Christ as Lord, but you yourself, giving yourself for the cause of the message, or for the cause of the vision in which you believe in. And look at the power in unity. When Nick came out of, they said he spent some time in the toilet and he came out and he wanted to do it in America, on American land. And he was planning to blow up the plane, and the people saw him and they all came together. They were not looking for one Yamasha or something Masha, which Masha. They all became Yamasha because they had to fight for their lives. They all came together. They in unity, they grab him and they rush to him, they tackle him before the plane landed. Strength in unity. We don't even know what could happen. That could be the end for all of them. If they just put their hands and say, I don't care. If you want to blow, blow it. They came together. And when people come together, they don't mind either you are black, you are white, you are red, you are blue, you have accent, you don't have accent. At the time when people come together, they come together regardless of wherever they came from. Strength in unity. If we can give it a try, let's give it a try. Let's mind the same thing. Let's focus. Listen, the problem people may sometimes have is not to understand the cause in which they believe in. If you don't understand the cause in which you believe in, you will not have the strength to carry out the visions of that belief. Do you understand me now? If we understand that we are here preparing for eternity, if we understand that we are here planning for our eternal life, then it will be very, very easy for me to pass messages to you and you accepting the messages. But if you think that this is just a clubhouse, it's just an association, it's this and that is the kind of approach we give to it, and you may not take it serious. Because in an association, in a society or whatever, you do whatever you want to do, and if you don't want to be, in fact, that is even more. Do you know that people in the world, they make use of the principle in unity than Christians? People in the world, the unbelievers. And that would take me, we've taken so much time, I thought we'd go to close 1 o'clock because of some testimonies and that. And today I will take your permission. We will just defer the anointing of children to first the night vigil for the new year. We can do everything together. Amen? So we can just go on time. If you look at what happened in Genesis chapter 11 after the flood, people came together, they were speaking the same language. When people speak the same language, and they determine there is nothing they cannot do. When you speak the same language, when you mind the same thing, when you work together, there is nothing they cannot achieve. Amen? Nothing. Nothing will be impossible for them. The problem with the people of that time, they were building the Tower of Babel, was that they were trying to approach God in a wrong way. You cannot approach God in a physical way. If you want to go to God, you have to go to God in spiritual realm, because God is spirit. But they wanted to build a tower so they can anytime go to God and shake the hands of God and ask God for anything and come down, and they want to eat their cake and have it. Live here and live there. You know, some of us, we do that today. We put one leg here, one leg here. Some of us want to be in the world and then be in Christ. It is not possible. Amen? You will go to cause confusion. You will cause a lot of confusion. And that's why Jesus said that one who is not warm nor, who is not hot nor cold, I will split that person out of my mouth. You must stand. Either you want to be hot or you want to be cold. You cannot be lukewarm, and God will not appreciate, and you know, he's not going to tolerate that. Genesis chapter 11. These people decided on their heart that they want to build a tower to reach to God. Read it, if you open it to that chapter 11, let me just use that. And this is part one, anyway. This is part one, so we can continue. I will pray very soon, because we spent so much time. Genesis chapter 11. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a place in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. That was their problem. They want to make a name. And the Lord came down to see the city and tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined
to do.
When people have one mind, one language, they speak the same thing, nothing, they will be able to achieve anything. There is power in unity. If you want the church to be great, look, there's this thing they use in some, they said, teamwork, many hands, many minds, one goal. There is power in unity. If we can team together, many hands, many minds, we have the same goal. The goal is to reach out to the world. We'll turn the old of this city upright for the Lord. Let us strive to love one another and fellowship in unity. This will make the world to see Christ among us. It's going to make the world to see the light of Christ in us. No one is an island. If we go backward, it's not one man's fault. We are going to build that parking lot in Jesus' name. If we build it, it's not one man's glory. I tell you, it's everyone's. If we go forward, it's not one man's achievement. It's everyone's. Our progress is the result of our unity. Working together means winning together. Working together meaning winning together. I tell you the truth. I mean, the church is for everybody, right? The church is not for me. It's not for you. It's for everybody. We all belong to the church. Listen, you could be saying, no, I don't give us this, Pastor. It's your church. Listen, all of us, we don't have anything that is our own. Even your life belongs to God. You don't have anything of your own. You either take it, you don't take it, it's left to you. If you have to work for God, if you don't want to work for God, it's left to you. I just pray that you will work for God in Jesus' name. Nothing, you don't own anything. There's nothing that is yours. The time that your hand is not yours. The money you have is not yours. Nothing is yours. I don't want to go to that today. I don't want to look like putting all this thing together. My topic today is the strength in unity. And this is part one. There are so many examples that I can give to you. There is a law that I want to use now before I pray. It's called the law of synergy. State that when the joint action of agents are brought together, they increase each other's effectiveness. The joint action of agents, when you bring the joint actions of agents together, they increase each other's effectiveness. That was what John McCain advised President Bush to do in Iraq. He said, increase the number of troops in Iraq. Because when joint actions of many agents, when you put it together, it will increase their effectiveness. And it worked. And they said, okay, let's do the same thing in Afghanistan. Increase the level of the troop that is going to work. And now they are experimenting it at this moment. They've signed to increase to certain thousands of troops. Thinking that when you bring joint actions of agents together, it will increase their effectiveness. When we bring our actions together, when we mind the same thing, positive action, it will increase our effectiveness. And devil knows that when Christians, when they come together, the kingdom of darkness is in trouble. When Christians come together, our problem is to come together. And Jesus Christ, while he was about to be betrayed, in John chapter 17, prayed for the unity of believers. He prayed so hard that if God can make them one, as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, as they are one, Jesus prayed that if God can make believers to be together, if believers can be together, mind the same thing, have the same purpose, focus together, I tell you the truth, hey, devil will be in trouble. Devil will be in trouble. The way devil cripple us, the way devil cripple us is to cause disunity among us. Because Jesus even said, Let me see. I have some. Can somebody please open to Matthew chapter 12, please? Matthew chapter 12, verse 25. Matthew 12, 25. Yes. Even in the world, they say united we stand, divided we fall. Any kingdom that is against itself is not going to stand. That is the trouble. They will keep Christians fighting at each other, fighting this, minding some unnecessary things, keep Christians together to shed shadows. You know, remember what they do back home in Nigeria when the pickpockets, when they go to pickpockets? They will arrange themselves to divert your attention, to divert attention of people. They cause some sin. Somebody can just be doing like this. You want to be doing it. As they do that, people are operating. They're passing the food. Praise the Lord. People are operating. Even when you see the person who grabbed your purse is gone. Because as the guy finished, he dropped, drop, and then the guy is gone. You get him, you can't get your purse. The devil does the same thing for Christians. Get us somewhere in one corner. Hey, she said, as he's looking at me, I'm going to fight you. He's going to take my husband. I'm going to fight him. Hey, this one, he took my this. And as we are doing that, the devil is, you know, causing havoc, causing destruction. But we are busy fighting that. We are busy looking at things that are not important. Things that are not important about the kingdom. We focus on that. Then we say, buy this, buy that. Buy this, buy that. Don't worry about church. Church will always be financed. Sister Amy, you put that money. You don't worry. You put your own next year. You put your own. And then when next year we come, then we say, ah, you are not finished. You know, I want you to ride on Rolls Royce. You work for God. Work for God. We always work for God. Leave that one. Work for yourself first. When are you going to provide for your own house? Do that here, and then we'll continue to engage ourselves. Continue to engage ourselves until when the end will come. And when end comes, they always say there's only one container that they will give to everybody. One container. Self-contained. Where nobody is going to stand with you. Self-contained. All the things you gather, everything you gather, self-contained. I cannot give you a story. You know, when people pass, it's just, sometimes I read, I try to see the understanding, and I try to see the message. And when people pass, I try to see the message. The person is gone, you are all saying this, saying that, it's not going to stand from where he is, it's in self-contained. They say, you know, they put the person on the ground, you look at, it's in self-contained. Whatever they are arguing, either they are arguing about this, we're going to kill, well, that my brother that passed, they were arguing, let us kill 3 cows, we're going to do this, we're going to buy this, we're going to buy that. The man, I told them, this man is not going to eat meat now. It is too late. If you think of buying meat for that man, that thinking cannot be actualized. It's not going to be in that self-contained. When they put him in self-contained, right there, though the self-contained was white, the self-contained was white. All the talking, hey, he's a good man. Hey, because people always say good things when people pass. Hey, he's a good man. He can praise the Lord. He can preach the Lord. He can do the Lord. But he has gone with his luggage. I was just discussing with her. She was giving me one idea. We are talking together. When you travel, when we came into Atlanta, and they rattled us so much. Most Nigerians rattled us so much. They gathered my luggage and I log put it somewhere. They even asked us to sit down. We sat down. And then when the agent will come, he asked us, "Do you pack this luggage yourself?" When he first asked me, I said, "What is going on? I don't carry it. I said, "I pack it myself." "You sure you pack it yourself?" I said, "Okay." "What did you tell the immigration officer you have there?" I told him what I have here. He said, "You sure?" I said, "I'm sure." I said, "Okay. You pack it yourself?" I said, "Yeah, I pack it myself." I said, "Okay, let's see. Let's open." The man opened it. Open everything. Put gloves. Put hand in gari, put everything, put hand in this, open the luggage, open this, open the paper, open that, open the box, scatter everything, look at this, look at the one he doesn't like. He took, he said, this one is not going to go. I said, okay, as long as I go, put it there. And eventually he said, okay, put everything. He said, next time when you pack this thing, use transparent bag to pack it. I didn't argue with him. How am I going to use transparent bag to pack gari? Transparent bag. Where are we going to get that? Maybe he doesn't know where I'm coming from. How are you going to get transparent? What we use in Ghana must go. You have it right. You use all those things. I can't get. So anyway, the same thing will happen to all of us when we get to heaven. Your luggage, you take your luggage. You're not going to take another person's luggage. You understand that? You will take your own luggage. As your luggage, you know, as the belt is bringing it, you carry your luggage. And they will search everything. If they see something that is not good, they will take it away. For adventure, you will win to get to heaven. Some people, they may see, do you know that if I had put something inside that place, I may not enter heaven, which is America, right? Amen. If something, you put something there, and do you know that at that moment, you can't be arguing with him and say, why are you asking me to do this? I'm a law enforcement agent too. I can't be saying, why? Who asked you to ask me who packed this luggage? I can't do that. The same thing, you cannot tell angels in heaven. Or when they ask you, well, give account of yourself, say, why am I going to give account of myself? Who are you? We are all going to give account of ourselves to God. And you will reap what you sow. Look, your luggage is your luggage. God forbid. Anyone who likes, pack garbage into your luggage. When you get to the destination, you will get garbage. You roll it, right? And if you pack good things in your luggage, when you get to your destination, you do what? There is strength in unity. Let's give it a try. As we want to end this year, as this year is going to an end, let's try as much as possible to work together. And as we go to the new year, let's mind the same thing. Let's focus. Do you know that it's going to be serious in heaven? People you think will make heaven may not make it. They'll be surprised in heaven. A man was talking to us. We are studying at a project, and the man was saying that, what is going on right now? Because you know you can hardly trust anybody. You can hardly trust anybody. Some people, look at Nigeria. Church is everywhere. Almost every street, church. But the problem is, people, we do church in that the church, and as they are coming out, they do their own thing outside, different from the church. You don't see the impact. If you don't stand anywhere, they will take your coat off you. You say, hey, this is a Christian. Try every spirit. They say, you commit yourself, you could be disappointed. Judge will stand in the house of God. Because the woman is given, she's expected. Some of us, we don't understand why we are here. And it's something, sometimes it's painful to pastors. When people don't understand why we gather together, that we are preparing for eternity. This is a transit, right? We're not here permanently. But some of us, we take it as if we are going to be here permanent. We don't care about when we go to hell. We don't care about the record we are laying. We don't care. Do you even know, brethren, amen? Do you know that even in the world, they lay higher standard than the church? What we can just take in the church, they don't take in the world. Look at Tiger Woods. With all the respect, they said, just his endorsement, $100 million in a year he's making, in endorsement. But because of all these scandals that happened just now, everybody's withdrawing his endorsement. Everybody's withdrawing. And the people are saying, why are you treating me like that? The people have a right to treat him like that because they also invested in his life. They said they have right. He must sleep right. But if he's in the church, Pastor, let it go. We are all human beings. We are all human beings. When people are committing sin, you see people committing sin like this, Pastor, why are you going to talk? He's going to leave the church now. We are all human beings. Pastor, even Jesus said that no one is holy. Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, with that which no man shall see the Lord. If they can lay this standard outside the church, what do you think the church should do? The church should lay more higher standard. And God will lay higher standard. You can't just do it anyhow. Do you know President Obama cannot just do anything anyhow? He can't just do anything anyhow. Do you know that now? Because of the fact that he is in the White House. He cannot throw stone. If he does, he's going to be in trouble. And that's what is going on here in this country now. That's what is going on. They assess everybody. You must have a certain level of moral standard before they can allow you to continue in the status you are. And that's what's happening to Tiger Woods now. And people are saying, you know, when we were watching MSNBC, whatever, I was struck when they said the rise and the fall of Tiger Woods. Why should they say that? I said, what has just happened to you that you are talking about is fall? He just made a mistake. He should come out of that mistake. But the people determine that. The press determine that. The news media determine that. They can bring somebody up, they can bring somebody down. Because they expect you, when you are in a particular position, they expect you to behave somehow. Let's work together, brethren. Very soon they go to choose, they go to, maybe today, women will go to choose some other people to lead them, men are going to choose some people to lead them. Nothing is permanent in life. Hello? Nothing is permanent. If you think that you cannot be there forever, you are not facing reality. Listen, Clinton was good. I love him. Let's speak. When he was giving his last speech, he was like weeping. Very good president. He could be bad in some areas, but that man is good. They said women love him. They said women love President Bush. I mean, President Clinton. But 8 years, Sefini. 8 years, Sefini. He cannot extend. That is the law. I'm the best, I'm the best. That is in the third world country. When somebody is going to be there forever, and he's going to die there. We need new innovations. Bring new ideas. Bring new, come on, praise the Lord. Bring new momentum. I mean, it's good. Diversity. That's why this country is great. I mean, diversity. Put new manager there. Let's see what this manager can do. Put new director. Change this. Make this. Work this around. And let's see what's going to happen. You know, it's going to bring new water, new energy into the system. And the best thing is that work together. Do you know that in this country, if it's a goat, they put it as president. He must have every honor assigned to the president. He must ride in Air Force One. Amen? Yeah. If it is dog, it is the law. He must be respected. They must change his status. I mean, that is the law. But, you know, sometimes it may not be the same thing in the church. Because we take many things for granted. Let's work together. Let's mind the same thing. The bottom line is for us to get to heaven. That is it. At the end of the day, that you will get to heaven. And listen, if you trade with God, you never lose. You know, I think you were saying this the other time that, I think if I can remember you very well, you are kind of advising people that they should give, that you don't want just one person to do it. I think what you said, it happened to one time they were having a crusade. I think it died Billy Graham or a robot. One of them was planning a crusade, and then he made an announcement that the cost of the crusade would be so. And they want people to contribute the money towards the crusade. And as they were making that announcement, somebody slipping a note to the announcer. And as they slipped the note to the announcer, the person said that they should stop. It's going to finance the crusade. So the announcer got the note, and quickly he was excited. Praise the Lord, somebody is going to finance. Don't worry, that's why he's going to finance this crusade. As soon as he said that, he sat down, the program ends that evening. Then, I think it's like a robot or Billy Graham, one of these people, went to the announcer and said, no, that as you were talking, that Holy Ghost was talking. He said, Holy Ghost told him that person who wants to finance that crusade is an armed robber. Then the announcer was surprised. The announcer was kind of thinking that, I know this person. How can this person be an armed robber? This person is a businessman, he's doing this. And he has been doing something like this. Then the president who was saying this said the interpretation is this. That it doesn't mean that the Holy Ghost was not saying that that person is actually an armed robber, but that person was trying to rob people of blessings. That they should not allow him alone to finance that project. That they should spread the blessing. That is an armed robber. That he's going to get all the blessings. And it's true. You allow somebody to single-handedly finance something, he's going to get the whole blessing. Amen? Amen? By the grace of God, I have done it. And I got the blessing. Amen? I got what? I hope you are not going to allow me to do this one again. Because I got to get the whole blessing. I have the vision that that place is built. Amen? I have that vision. That place is built. It's built already. So don't let me grab the whole blessing. And if you want, I don't think you want me to get the whole blessing. I'm just encouraging you. Do something for the Lord. Just do something. Look, you cannot trade with God and lose. Come on. Even when you commit your time to God, when you sacrifice anything for the Lord, and you work so hard for the cause of the gospel, you will never regret it. What do you think keeps pastors working? And, you know, I was talking to you. Praise God. Sometimes you think that pastors, they have enjoyment. They have more headaches than enjoyment. I am just telling you the truth. What are you going to talk about? Misconception, misinterpretation. You could finish preaching now, and somebody will be very annoyed with you. You will be very annoyed with you. Some of them are very kind to come to you and tell you, Pastor, why did you preach about me? Some are very kind, they tell you. Then you have to take them to explain, I didn't preach about you. You think that I will spend, you know how many hours I have to spend to prepare this sermon? This little thing you watch today, I have to run around to go and get this flash something. We don't have internet here. You watch that thing directly from the internet. I have to run around and get somebody to, I've been driving out to get this cricket or whatever they call these new people going around now. They said their phone is not good, but actually we enjoy it today. Cricket or whatever they call it. I have to go around and get that thing that we are watching directly from YouTube. You won't just watch now. Do you see that kind of effort? Reading this, reading that, studying the Bible, and then you finish the sermon, you are preaching, somebody said he's preaching about you, you are so important. That the pastor will spend time because of you and prepare some. You are so important. You are important. You are excellent. I congratulate you. You should pay me for doing that. I mean, no, it's not. But what this pastor going is that, listen, when you have the understanding that you are not accountable to people, you are accountable to God. When you have the understanding that whatever you are going to do, or whatever you are doing for the Lord, whatever you have done for the Lord, will never go unrewarded. When you have that thinking, when you have that mindset, it's a great energy for you to move you around, you know, against all odds, that no stopping you. And that's why I always say, forward ever, backward never. If you have a talent, use it for the Lord now. Amen? Amen. If you have anything to give the Lord, give the Lord now. Amen? Amen? It's a privilege to be alive. Great privilege. Tell me, baby, I just want you to close 1 o'clock, but now we're going to close in a few 5 minutes. There's a young brother, very good brother. Very good brother. You know, she knows him. I think mommy also may know him, but maybe she may not remember. Because when your father's mother died, he was there. We are just at the gas station, we are trying to get gas. And somebody somebody I've seen before in this way, oh, how are you? He said, we are just talking. And he said, do you know that Brother So-so-so is dead? I said, what did that Brother So-so-so? Because very full of energy, good brother, nice brother, always happy. He said, the liver problem. He said, and it's passed, he's dead. It touched my heart. I said, oh, this man is gone like that. And that was what he said for something. You know, you get to a state whereby when they tell somebody, you know, younger than you is dead, you just say, God, what is going on? Or if you should hear that your mate is dead, you say, oh, God, I hope it's not going to be my tongue. You pray, right? You pray. They say one man was praying to die because all his friends are dead. See, all his friends, all the people they go to the joint, the pepper soup joint and everything, they are dead. And then he's alive. He say, oh, when... He's tired because all his friends are gone. It's a privilege to be alive. And if you have opportunity to serve God, I'm just encouraging you. Let's give it a try. Anything you want to do, do it for the Lord. If you are in a unit, you are in an evangelistic unit. Put in your best there. Choir, put in your best. Amen? Amen? Put in your best. Because there will be a time that that voice will go. Do you understand me? I'm not cursing. It will happen. This is a container. This one we live here. And when we pass, they will put us in self-contained. If they will even do it. In some places, they will burn that person. They will burn. They will only bring ashes. I tell you, brethren, if we look at how life is just, things about life is such a mystery that people can understand it. They will live better. They will extend joy. They will extend peace. They will extend love. Knowing the fact that you are here for but a moment, not permanent. Yesterday, I got so many illustrations to give you, brethren. Can I continue to preach?
Yes,
okay. Amen. There is strength in unity, I tell you. How people can come together. Look at those buffalo. They came in a community. They said, we won't let this baby buffalo go like that. Lion, you know where you are the king of the forest. You are the king of the wild. But this time around, we're going to fight you. I saw one that lion killed buffalo. As big as they are, lion can take care. Lion is the king of the forest. Can take care. But when they are together, many. Say one of you will chase what? 1,000. But two of you will chase what? 10,000. The Bible would have said that one of you will chase one and two of you will chase 2,000. No. Look at that ratio. One will chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000. Come on. So that's why I'm doing the illustration before I pray. I was looking at the messages in my voicemail. So I pressed the message. I didn't raise some. I think I just pressed as far back, the one as far back as August or September. Those ones were still there. And I got the voicemail of my brother passed. And my wife said, save it. Because we cannot hear him talk again. If you hear him talk, it will be in dreams or you get to heaven. Listen, anything happen with the Lord, use it now. If it's voice, use it now. Don't let somebody cripple you. Don't let one unnecessary story cripple you. Run for the Lord as if it's your last opportunity. Do it. As we go to 2010, do it. And time does not wait for anybody. When did we start 2009? And this is the last Sunday, brethren. And as we pass these days, you are growing older every day. You never grow younger. 2010 is here. Before you know it now, we get to the end of 2010. We are going to 2011. And that's how, you know, and that's how the Bible says, teach us to number our days so that we can apply our mind unto wisdom. Number your days so we can apply your mind. Don't live a wasteful life. Have impact. Do something. Let's unite together. Let's reach out to preach the gospel. Reach out. Invite somebody. Talk positive about Christ. Let others see Jesus in you. Anything you do, understand the fact that people read what you do more than what you say. Actually, they want to do what you are doing rather than what you are saying. Let's do something for the Lord. Don't let anything unnecessary thing cripple you. And don't let anybody say, or somebody is saying this. Listen, somebody will always say somebody or say something. Amen?
Amen.
Either you are doing good or bad, somebody will always say something. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody will always say somebody. Somebody will. Yes. Because this mouth must talk. Mouth must do what? Mouth must eat. Mouth must talk. Is that he's talking there? You see around here? Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yo. So I look at the hair tie. It's blue. It's pink. It's me, my own is red. I'm going to beat next Sunday. I'm going to, hey, that's true. Oh, I like it. Mouth must say something. And mouth can also say, oh, I love that message. It's wonderful. It's great. I want to make you. Mouth can say that too. Somebody will always say something. And I tell you the truth. If the president of countries are so concerned about what people are saying, they will not do anything until their time will pass. Tell me in any history where people will say, always say good of a president, that nobody's going to say something bad. If nobody's going to say something bad, the opposition will say something bad. The opposition will say something bad, right? They are talking now. Some people are even saying that say the president of Abacha, the presidency of Abacha is better than that of Yaladua. Hello? When people condemn that man, they say that man is this, is that, they say something. People will always do what? Somebody say Gowon is good. And somebody say again that which good is in Gowon? Why can't Gowon make a drainage system? Why can't Gowon pave the old road and make all those things? They say 100 years ago, America has been making a drainage system, all the sewer system. They say, why can't Gowon do that, this and that? People will always say something. And why some people are saying that Gowon is good? He gave Ododi award, this and that. Some people are pressing him. The same thing people will do. If you want people to be saying always good thing about you, I think you are not living in reality or in a real world. Father, we bless you, worship you, we honor you because of you. God, thank you for this moment and this afternoon. I want to thank you, Lord, for what happened to the people of the Tower of Babel. They came together in one accord to build a tower, but you stopped them. That was the beginning of languages. Various languages. You scatter their language because you don't want them to achieve their goal. You said, if we don't scatter the language of these people, they will do what they plan to do. So there is strength in unity. And so, Father, we ask you to help us to unite together. As a family, help us to unite together. As an individual, help us to unite together. As a church, help us to unite together. But the devil knows that if we can come together, then he will be in trouble. And so, Lord, we ask, Lord, that devil will not cripple us. Amen. Every form of disunity, we come against it. Amen. We pull it down. Amen. Thank you, precious Lord. Amen. Help us to be committed to you. Amen. Help us to be able to sacrifice something for you, O God. David said, I will not give God any offering that will not cost me something. So, Lord, help us to give you offering that will cost us something. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to